Yes, you may. They have a tassel on it. But I didn't see, know that it had any berries on it. Dogwood has berries on them.
Yeah.
But you don't eat them. And this, doesn't you talking about it has a berry that people eat?
I don't think people can eat them. I don't know. That's what I think of anyway.
Well, there is a small one that has been, they get black, they sound black, and they call them hogs. I'll eat those, the berries. I like them.
Never heard of
those. Well, I've eaten mean one of those. Berries, hogs. Good, I think.
What kind of bush does that grow?
It's small, not too big. Tree, small old tree.
What's the name of the tree?
We call them hall trees, I guess you call them.
Hmm.
It's a berry.
Yeah.
I've eaten many of them.
What other kind of berries are there? What other kind of berries are there?
Well, I guess it. Or you mean what other kind of berries are there? That just a berry?
Yeah.
Well, blackberries and raspberries. And gooseberries and strawberries.
Okay. Those are the kind of bush. What kind of bush or vines will make your skin break out if you touch it?
Pardon? No.
What does that look like? How many leaves does it have?
It's just a little forked leaf.
A
forked leaf. Uh-huh. A little forked leaf. Looks like a. It's kind of looks pretty much like a grapevine on this. Different like it.
Yeah.
It'll break out on me. I've had to break out on me. And it gets, I've seen, I believe it on some young kill some people do. Gets on if it don't do something, get it done. By it. Yeah. I've seen several got in trouble shape. But getting it on their body, you know, go all over me.
Yeah.
I had a little out there on my wall. I tried to clean it all out. Last year, my grandchildren got to getting out there clean, got it on them.
Yeah.
I took it down and pulled it out and dug it out. But I think it's a little bit more to come back out there. That's an ear, Newton. Well, just a nuisance, you know, you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Hard note, nothing at all.
Anything else like that?
No, it's one kind of a. We cook, we have grapevines.
Yeah.
Wild grapevines, you know. Some of them run them. You know, put them like they run up trees. Have grapes and fall a year on them. Just the vine. Then they have a vine they set out on these highways. I don't know what to call that. You know, to hold the land. You've seen them, I know, where the land, to keep watching on the highways. It looks like sweet potato leaves are growing. They just cover the whole country out. Keep holding the hill. They're holding the whole hill. Looks like a sweet potato leaf on them.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You've seen them, I say.
Did they just sort of take over?
I know down, yeah. They put them on these, I think, start them on these places where the water. Little highway, and it's, you know, lively washes or something, they set them out and they just wrap up and take that whole side of the road and the highway.
Yeah.
I never seen much down West Tennessee they have down in there. But it just, everywhere you go through, it's just a little grade, that's all, it's level, it ain't like, I don't know, them places, it just goes up all over the country. First sight you ever seen looks like three Peter leaves.
Yeah.
But they'll hold your land. I always had some put over here on a creek where mine breaking off and sliding on the creek washing some other way. I'm gonna have to have something done about it this summer.
Say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better be careful now, those berries might be.
Pardon?
Okay.
They're the bear, and I've always had the problem. There's spots of them. There's some over them all. The little girl's mother over here now in the yard had a little red bear. It looks pretty much like a strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And this cousin man told me, he said, Miss John, that's a wild strawberry. They're good.